You know what it is. That's right. It's time to talk money with your money nerd and financial coach. Now, tighten those purse strings and open those ears. It's the Money Talk with Tiff podcast.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited because I have Patrick Hill here. Now, Patrick, I met at Podcast Movement, and he has a unique brand that I want to make sure that we talk about, but they are the only Black-founded streaming platform for music and podcasts. So thank you so much, Patrick, for coming in and talking about your brand, Dystopia, and, you know, more about monetizing podcasts.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Perfect. So let's jump right in because Patrick is here to talk about some monies, y'all. So just different ways to get monetized as a podcaster that, you know, usually we don't think about. So with that being said, let's just hop right in. What are some ways that us podcasters can get monetized outside of the typical ads that everybody defaults to?
Yeah, so there's typical ways. It's about 5 or 6 different ways. And I try to speak on this as many times as possible. A lot of people who start podcasting don't really understand. They need to understand that podcasting is a block by block mentality. If you live in New York or Chicago, you got to understand that your greatest supporters are literally right there on your block. They're literally right around you. And if you are doing anywhere from 100 downloads or 100 plays per month, that's 100 different people that are listening to you that are consistently listening to you and no one else. So you got to actually take that to your advantage because we all know 100 plays and 100 downloads in the advertising game is nowhere near anywhere to get an actual paycheck or a pay or some sort of payday that you're looking for. A great example is right here in Charlotte. There was a podcast that only focused on Charlotte and they were getting somewhere between 100 and 150 consistent plays weekly. You add that up, that's almost about 800 to 900 plays per month, depending on the month, you know. But definitely more than 600 consistently more than a month. And they literally just went down to a local bar and grill and said, hey, you know, I guarantee you 600 plays right here locally of customers that you can talk to. I just need you to, can I just throw your name around at the beginning and the end of the podcast for $50? Mm. The restaurant owner said $50. It's the cheapest advertisement I ever had to get an audience of 600 consistent customers. I mean, he slapped a free coffee or free beer when you mention the podcast. And 2 months later, the guy said, you know, you've been bringing me customers because people who listen to your podcast literally live on the other side of town, but have been driving here just to watch the game or anything like that. And within 3 months, he upped that to 500 a month. And I believe that was a year ago. So he's doing way more than that now. And he hasn't like broken some special 1,000, 10,000 plays per month. So sponsorship. So that ties back into the word sponsorship. You can literally get someone that is within a 1 mile, 2 mile radius of your podcast and ask them to sponsor you and start low. You know, some people are like, my podcast is worth 10 grand. Like, no, it's not. Start low and then kind of work your way up from there. So sponsorship is like the very first easiest way to actually get some sort of monetization.
Nice. And you know what? This is not the first time I've heard of this. I need to do better because I've heard that as well from some other podcasting friends that they just go to local businesses, you know, maybe since we're in the finance field, local credit unions, you know, local regional banks or what have you, and get some sponsorship dollars from there. And it's just easier to do versus going towards some of these bigger companies that are looking for those big podcasts. You know, you can kind of start small, like you said. So I'm so glad you brought that up. Now, that's one way. What's another way that people can monetize their podcast?
Another easy way is merch. You won't believe. Well, let's be honest. Your family or friends actually do love you. Okay. You might not think they don't, but they actually do love you.
So you heard it here first, y'all.
Yeah. So believe it or not, they may not buy a t-shirt every month, but every other month, as long as you're kind of refreshing it, a mug or a shirt or a pillow or a poster or something like that, definitely encourage them to buy merch from you. Our platform integrates merch automatically for you. It puts it right there on your podcast page within our apps and in our websites. But, you know, if that doesn't suit your billing, then definitely make sure you're selling merch. Definitely make sure that you're doing something with your logo, your face, something, maybe funny sayings, quotes that you actually put out, and put that on some sort of t-shirt, like I said, mug or even a pillow, so that people actually who want to support you actually can support you. And you'll be, especially in the wintertime, you'll be surprised. You know, 4 sweatshirts at $50 a pop, you know, next, you know, that's revenue of 200 plus your down the block sponsorship. Now you're at, you know, $300, $350, $400 per month in revenue. And that's what keeps you going, because you, as you know, as I know, consistency is the game in podcasting. A lot of people quit after episode 7, and that's because they haven't seen not a penny from what they're doing. And it's very hard for people to keep going, especially if journalism and communication is not their number one passion. It could be their number 3. So when you get down to number 3 passions, you got to start showing some ROI.
Yes, definitely agree with that. And we've talked about that on the podcast, just having a strong why, because that's how you're going to keep going. And I'm not going to say that I haven't made any money, but it has been very minimal. Now, here's a question that I have for you, because I do merch, but I don't even think the people on my podcast know about it. So what are your thoughts on doing just ads for yourself as a podcaster?
Yeah, you should have been doing that day one. Just even mentioning it, like, especially if it's pre-recorded is the king of that, because you can actually listen back to your podcast, figure out something that you said that was catchy, and put that on the shirt, and then insert your own ad and say, hey, go to my website. Did you like what we just said? You can buy, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, stuff like that saying, or get it while you can. Or something funny we said, stay in the game. You know, staying in the game is something that people would just put on their shirt, you know, and a quote that you said. And you should really at least say that in the middle. I think you should go in the middle and at the end and just let people know where your merch is, especially this time of year. You have people just buying gifts, just like little knickknacks. People have a little extra spending money around the holidays. But I would always mention that one until you at least get someone to pay you to not mention it and mention their stuff. You know, someone told me years ago, there's 2 ways to make money. Either get paid to do something or get paid not to do something. Mm. So that's usually what the goal is. People want to get paid enough not to go to their corporate job or some job that they're doing. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, with that being said, y'all check out my merch on Etsy.com, the Money Talk with Tiff store. I have like a full catalog about like 13 different designs and hoodies and t-shirts and stuff. So anyway, there goes my ad.
probably right at the same time as mid-roll. Like, we just probably hit mid-roll right
there. That is funny. So let's give the audience one more way that they could potentially monetize their podcast if they're listening.
The last way that it's a new way. So this is trending, and the lights just went off in my office because we try to save around here.
Okay.
I learned that from YouTube, try to save. But the last way to make money in podcasting is a trending new way. And I want everyone to understand it's called value for value. Value for value is setting a value on your content on the Lightning Network, which is backed by Bitcoin. So there are a few hosts, including us, there are a few hosts, including us, that allow you to put your Bitcoin wallet in your RSS feed. And as you being a podcaster, you understand the RSS feed has your name, your title, your episode information, even your email if you want people to contact you. But there's a new way of actually inserting, a safe way of inserting your digital wallet directly in that RSS feed. And as you know, every time an app calls your RSS feed, it can call that Bitcoin wallet. And you can say, hey, if you call this Bitcoin wallet, you got to give me at least one fraction of a Bitcoin. And you can actually set that fraction. Now, I wouldn't hop out there and say, you got to give me a Bitcoin, because that's really expensive. That's like, I think last time you looked, it's like 12 grand. But typically, people ask for one Satoshi, and that's 1/100th of a Bitcoin, which is very, very comparable to a lease of play. At Dystopia, we give you one Satoshi. And that's to be starting very soon, probably in a few weeks. We give you one Satoshi for every play, no matter where it's coming from. Spotify, anywhere. Google Play, Apple Podcasts. If it's played and we can count it, we'll give you one Satoshi. And that's on top of any other paywall that you deem that's necessary for your digital wallet. So we're literally up in the ante on our pay per play. We really want to treat podcasters like musicians and artists in the music industry who automatically get some sort of revenue. Might not be fair, but it's some sort of revenue, some sort of pay-per-play mechanism. And we see that we can do that using the value-for-value technology, which allows you to insert your Bitcoin wallet in your RSS feed. And we're continuing to improve that technology. It's actually an open source community. Of a couple guys who came up with it, and we're trying to improve that day by day. Where it helps is creators that don't have stable financial institutions, such as Africa, South America, and some countries where you have creators who actually want to create content in podcasting, but they literally do not have, even they could be the most popular podcast in the country, but maybe they're having conversion issues from USD to their native currency, or getting a sponsor to sponsor them. Because even though you may get, like we met a podcaster who was literally getting, I think 27,000-30,000 plays a month, but they were in Kenya. And so the big advertisers were like, there's none of our products sold in Kenya. Mm-hmm. So how does that person get paid? And they're really killing it. They literally have the voice or the ears of Kenyans. So they need to really add a value for value integration, or go to a host that allows that so they can get paid per play and keep going.
That's good. That's good. And I had no idea about this. So thank you so much for bringing this up, because it's something that I definitely will look into. And with your platform, Dystopia, you are, you all are having creators get paid instantly on your platform, correct?
Yeah. Currently, right now, we pay podcasters up to 5 cents per play if they leave it exclusive. But in a few weeks, even if they don't leave it exclusive, they put it everywhere else, as long as you're hosted with us and we can actually count the plays because your file is sitting on our server, we're going to start paying you at least one Satoshi per play. And that's coming directly from us. And it's kind of almost like you're hosted with us, so we're going to pay you for that. So that news will be coming out soon. It will be dropping. So that's exactly what, and the Lightning Network is literally instantly. You'll see this, or you probably have saw this demo at PodFest, where we actually brought up a demonstration of, hey, open up this podcast and hit play. And we literally put the counter on the big screen, and it was just ticking, 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 counting Satoshis and counting pennies in real time.
Interesting. And so, but just to be clear, you would have to host on Dystopia, not just stream on Dystopia.
That is absolutely correct. You'll have to host it with us, but you can still distribute it everywhere. Everyone who's in podcasting understands that taking that RSS feed and submitting it around. We actually submit to most of the big directories for you, any other big ones, but you know, there's some small ones that you still have to manually submit to. Apple is still being a little big bully about accepting RSS feeds, but we still love them.
Yes, yes. And y'all, if you are currently podcasting, it's a good chance that your stream is already on Dystopia, because I know when I met Patrick at the conference, he was like, "What's your podcast?" And I told him, he's like, "Oh, you're already on our platform." And I was like, "Okay." So definitely check them out. And, you know, we're all about supporting Black, buying Black and all that stuff. So please, please, please check out this platform. And if you are starting a podcast, maybe this might be your host. Or if you need to move over, this might be your host. So thank you so much, Patrick, for joining me on the podcast today. If people were interested in learning more about Dystopia or you, where would they find you?
Just dystopia.com, DISCTOPIA.com. All our social media handles are at Dystopia. So it's always me for right now anyway. We're a small team. We're growing rapidly. But for right now, I kind of see, I see y'all. So just definitely, you know, hit us up on those things, on those channels, or you can email me directly at patrick@dystopia.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. I'll have all of that in the show notes for you all. So if you're doing something else, you couldn't write that down, if you're driving, doing some chores, whatever, please check out the show notes and you can check out Patrick there. So thank you so much again for joining me on the show. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you for listening, joining, and being a part of the Money Talk with Tiff podcast this week. You can check Tiff out every Thursday for a new Money Talk podcast. But if you just can't wait until next week, you can listen to previous podcast episodes at moneytalkwitht.com or follow Tiff on all social media platforms at Money Talk with T. Until next time, spend wise by spending less than you make. A word to the money wise is always sufficient.